from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
You know how everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few?
Yeah,
that's this show.
Riding in my car. And I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Mike Bell, what are we going to do? We have 7 games with these Phillies over the next few weeks. And, of course, that starts tonight. Now, look, our Braves are banged up. We know the situation. Or, as they like to say, the situation. Okay? But it doesn't mean that I am going to tell you that we're going to get swept and all of a sudden the season is over. Somebody asked me today on social media. They said, Dukes, is this the season? And I had to think about it for a second. Because we are currently, you know, when you look at the standings, 3 games in the wild card. We got 3 games in front. But if you were to get swept and then play these guys, you know, again, over the next 2 weeks, we got 7 games. And get swept again, Mike, you could arguably say that that is the season. Like, this is the series that could put us out of playoff potential.
Right. Now, unfortunately, we missed a golden opportunity when the Phillies were really struggling. There was no way, that, as we said, they were going to play that big clip of like 750 winning percentage. And now they're getting back up there. They're starting to put some things together. They had a terrible run of about 3 weeks where, unfortunately, we were about as equally inept. So we really couldn't match it. But right now, 7 games back. Now, in the old days, we would say, well, hell. We'll just sweep the Phillies and we'll put the heat on them. We'll get. I don't know why we're going to talk like John Wayne.
We're going to
beat those Phillies and then we're going to. Now, well, here's the thing. You need some guys that can slug and can knock some homers in. And
well, wait a minute now. We just signed a third baseman.
Yes, Gio Urshela.
Urshela.
From Cartagena.
Okay.
Columbia. And, you know, had a couple of good, decent seasons
bum.
With the Yankees, but he's a.
Is he a bum?
Journeyman.
Okay.
He's a slick fielding third baseman who can't hit.
Wait a minute. We need guys that can hit.
Well, he can't.
Okay. Wait a minute. We got guys that can field. We need guys that can hit.
We've got guys that can field in the minors and also can't hit. And they're going to bring this guy in because he's played at the major league level.
So you're saying you have no confidence?
No confidence. Whatever this guy gives me is gravy. It's a bonus.
Bum.
That's it.
Confidence is zero.
Confidence is low.
Okay. All right.
I repeat. Confidence is low.
So this is where we currently are. And here's how bad it's been for us. And to Mike's point, the Phillies, this is how good they were. 55-29, but they're 18-21 since the start of July. 18-21. And during this time where we are 22 or 20-22 during that same period, The point is, over the last 6 weeks, think about this. In 6 weeks, we only gained one game.
Exactly.
That is the problem. When we were struggling.
We missed it. We missed our opportunity.
And they were struggling. Yep. We had a chance to cut this and have potentially this series mean, you know, hey, maybe a game back or a half game back. We only gained one game in 6 weeks. 404-726-0929. So what happens tonight? To Mike's point, they had the third baseman. He said zero confidence. Who's going to step up? Is it Soler?
Well, I mean, the guy who's been basically the big bear says, get on my back, you know, for another homestand. You know, and I guess you could look at certainly him or, you know, Matt Olson. It'd be nice if Matt Olson could get on a tear. You know, it's just Austin Riley was the one guy who was certainly, you know, most consistent of all the guys. Everybody struggled at one point or another on this team. You guys know that. But, yeah, look, and by the way, if Gio Urshela comes in here and catches some fire, okay. But he, at this stage of his career, guys, he's bounced around the league.
You said he can't hit.
He can't. Well, he can't. Chris, you're a Yankee fan. Can he hit? He used to. You know, a good fielder. Had about 20 home runs. Of course, anybody can hit home runs in that friggin' stadium. But, I mean, that was 4 years ago.
Yeah, when he was with the Yankees, he was actually a pretty solid piece. But he basically...
How long ago are we talking about?
21? 19?
This was 19, 20.
Five years ago?
We're going back a little bit now. He had a season with the Angels where he was decent. But his power production, guys, has just basically evaporated.
Right.
You can't hit...
Why are you bringing up old...
Well, that's where it's at.
Because it matters.
Because it matters, exactly.
Hey, man. Well, you know what? ATL Livewell's right next door. I got a couple shots we can get him, Carl. We'll get him right back in the power game.
Testosterone?
Go get your, take your game to the extreme! I'm just saying, we can use a little
John
power
John Collins
search.
2.0 here? What's going on?
Well, who cares? If they test him after the season's over, who cares? But no, we need some juice. One guy, I had to laugh. Now, God bless Braves fans. You know, there's like everything else in sports, Carl. You got the hardcore fans and the smart ones and the less smart, and then you got some real nitwits.
Did you just call people dumb?
Why don't we just put Ozuna at first? And oh, so who's going to friggin' DH? You still get the same situation.
Yeah, you still
need. I mean, no, they're not moving Olsen at third, and they're never putting Ozuna at first. They did that in
spring
training. Are
you stupid?
You need a bat.
I just, God bless Dave O'Brien. He has to answer all those questions. I just, you know, laugh at people. But anyway, guys, let's just hope that Gio catches some heat.
Who?
Gio Urshela.
You just said he can't hit.
Well, not likely.
Let's not give false hope if he can't hit.
Well, here's another thing. False hope. Let's talk about the pitching. Is Ronaldo Lopez going to hit the ground running, or is he going to struggle tonight because he's been on the IL? And then, of course, we got Max Fried in game two against the Phillies. Is Max Fried going to show up? He's not been great. That's a problem, my brother. And then we got Schwellenbach going up against Sanchez. That's the third game on Thursday. But, you know, in the old days, you'd feel earlier in the season, you feel pretty good about Ronaldo Lopez and Max Fried against Philly.
Yeah, my issue with Lopez, it's not an issue. It's a concern, okay? He is approaching his innings total for the last two seasons combined. So every year I tell you that sometimes they watch players and they limit their innings because they don't have or don't want them to be worn out by the end of the year. Well, if you are relying on Ronaldo Lopez to be a guy that you can count on in September, you're going to have to limit his innings because he is slowly approaching his innings total for combined, Mike, the last two seasons. That's a concern. So I don't know if he's not going to be good, but how long is he going to be good? Because, again, if you look at this rotation and you're telling me those are the two guys that you trust right now, right. It's Lopez and Chris Sale. Chris Sale's a dog. Then maybe you roll him out there and say, give me five. But I don't expect him to be in there until, you know, eight innings pitching. And that becomes the concern as we continue to try to catch these guys.
And look, you know, Snicker did everything in his power to try to manipulate the innings so you didn't stretch these guys out too much. But as we said, and he said told the media before the West Coast trip, we got to go. No more six-man rotations. I need my guys to pitch, and they got to pitch effectively. So that includes Fried. And look, we all know Fried's this is the ultimate contract year. So I think Fried, it would behoove him to get four nice starts here down the stretch and do something for this team. Come on, brother.
404-726-0929 this hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Visit mancavestore.com. What is our new third baseman's name?
It's Gio Urshela.
He can't hit.
Well, not lately.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if you look at it historically, Carl, his career average is .273.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Respectable.
Well, yes, that is.
Did have decent power numbers in that bandbox at his Yankee Stadium.
Wham, hit.
But not exactly a big slugging guy.
Well, I mean, what's he done lately? I mean, where'd he come from?
In Detroit this year, in 92 games, he batted .243 with an OPS of .619. Five home runs, 37 ribbies. Yeah. 49 strikeouts in 300 at bats.
So this is a change of scenery deal. We need him, and he's going to come in here and help us.
Not that anybody, you know, if we go back to it, I think when we added those pieces like Jorge Soler in 2021, nobody knew those. Let's be honest, no one knew who Soler was. But, you know, this is a guy that, like, if you get anything from this guy, it's gravy, man. It's gravy on your turkey, okay? Because I just don't expect, if you have no expectations, you can't be disappointed. And they just.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Just don't trust the guys in the minors to step up. Nacho's sick. Everybody else is. We got nothing but journeymen as options right now.
You said bums.
Journeyman.
404-726-0929.
This is the offensive equivalent of bringing in a Jake Odorizzi.
Yeah, that's it. Well said. Yeah, a couple years back when all he could find was a guy like Odorizzi.
All right, so with that said, because this is why I wanted to lay this out with Gio.
Right.
What should your expectations be going into this Philly series? See, to Mike's point, if we were healthy, I would be telling you that, in fact, this is the biggest series of the season.
Right.
I don't know if it is because, again, we haven't gotten any traction over the last 6 weeks. When you have a chance to gain ground on guys and you only gain a game over a six-week period from the last time you saw these guys, it just tells you how you've been floundering, right? How you've just kind of been up and down. So what should my expectations be? Turtle? Orn? Mike? What should my expectations be if I'm a Braves fan going into this series?
I mean... Philly coming down here with a bunch of... By the way, make some noise at the stadium. Come on, let's sit on our hands. Come on. Philly fans coming down here and making all that noise. I think Philly's going to probably take a couple games here. I'd like to be optimistic.
We just got to keep it real. Last year, we kicked their butts. We owned them until the playoffs, and then we lost. That's what the reality was, right?
I mean, can we take 2 out of 3?
Can you?
Well, again, what Lopez shows up, what Fried shows up. Max Fried needs to be better. for his own good, for his contract.
Yeah.
And you just laid out Lopez. They tried to baby him in the innings because he was a relief pitcher, turned back to a starter.
Well, they're getting close. I mean, I don't think they babied him yet, but now you start to look at that if you're going to rely on him. Snit just can't let him go out there and pitch 9-9-9-9-9, which is unlikely anyway. But the fact is, they're
I like Howard. 9-9-9-9.
Yeah, they're gonna rest in peace. They're going to monitor that. So I don't know. We'll see. Listen, I had all the optimism, you know, and I've said this. Nobody cheers harder and is more optimistic about this team than me. But the reality set in about, 6 weeks ago when I told you guys this ain't good. So we are where we are, and here come the Phillies who, again, they're only 8-8 in the month of August. This is not a team that's on fire, but they're getting healthy. JT Realmuto is back. They traded for Austin Hayes. He's pretty damn good. All of a sudden, Mike, things are looking up for the Phillies. And things are not looking up for us.
Well, again, they weren't going to win 120 games. I mean, that's what it looked like at the All-Star break. They came back to earth because, you know, baseball, Carl, you know, the law of averages. At some point, you know, you get a little bit of a cool spell. Bryce Harper had an awful part of end of July, early August, and he got hot again. So, look, they're a team that, their sights are set on the World Series. They feel they blew it last year against the D-backs. And I don't know. Up in Philly, they're probably looking at the Braves like an afterthought with the injuries and everything else we've had to deal with. Maybe it's a chance to punch them in the face.
Let's punch them. Let's punch them, Gio. Yeah. Gio go 3-for-4 tonight?
You betcha. Gio Urshela.
Bummed.
Now, again, let the record reflect I did not say that that was a piece of recorded audio.
Sounded like you, Mike. Braves players have missed 733 games and counting due to injuries.
Yeah.
All right, we're coming back. Headlines on the way. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
For some Dukes and Bell.
Oh, okay. Presented by Finley Roofing. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell. We have our final preseason game on Friday. Falcons taking on Jacksonville. Pregame at 5, kicks at 7. Number one overall pick, Caleb Williams, and a majority of the Bears starters will not play in Thursday's preseason finale versus the Chiefs. Chicago apparently has seen enough. Duh. But they have released that information out there. We don't believe we're going to see any of our guys either. So, I mean, if it didn't happen in the second preseason game, Mike, you have to believe that it's not going to happen in the third preseason game.
Yeah, I know that, I get it. You guys want to see everybody, but I just think you've heard Coach Ra, and he went on, you know, a number of interviews. Kay Adams had him on, formerly of NFL Network. You heard the stuff he said to the media scrum, saying, look, you know, we just trying to, the phrase mitigate, in other words, to avoid injury by having guys out there. We said it earlier. All the guys, all the big dogs, all the fantasy players you're going to draft in your draft are all looking good, right? They look ready to roll.
They do.
So they shut it down. But I still think Penix needs more reps.
I'm with you. I mean, listen, it's just hard for me to argue, especially because I think part of this decision, or at least part of how we feel as fans, is we lived this.
Mm-hmm.
We all felt like once it played out. Now, does it make a difference for Desmond Ridder last year? We don't know. That's a question we'll never know.
Right.
If he would have been more prepared, maybe better suited for situation, I don't know. But it just felt like that was what was missing. The good news is that Penix is not starting. Last year, Desmond Ridder was. And that was the concern is, wait a minute, he's starting and you feel okay with it. But we still want to have him as ready as possible. But if Coach feels that way, great. We'll let you hear what Raheem Morris had to say about Matthew Judon. And, of course, Judon choosing Atlanta over Chicago and about Bates and Simmons, Mike, because I know that was something you talked about, I think, with our buddy Brian McFadden, whether these guys were similar or not. And BMAC was like, look, they can play.
Right.
You know, even if their game seems like it's similar.
Normally you have like guy that's sort of the center fielder, more athletic, you know, and then, or not athletic, but more of the guy who's going to go for the picks, and the other's kind of the thumper who comes up and runs support. But I heard Randy Mack and I heard Bryant told us that he feels these guys can certainly coexist and complete, basically do the same thing. And they're not like they can't handle the heat because, you know, I think people realize Justin Simmons is bigger than they expected him to be. You know, he's not a little guy.
No, he's not, by a long shot. This hour, again, is brought to you by our friends at the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season. Coming up, we're going to talk more about the Falcons. Listen, there was a before and an after with our team. I think some people still may be looking at the before and not the after. And we'll explain what we're talking about coming up in 20 minutes. Big O is behind the glass, our engineer. Turtle is our executive producer. Let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
In the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Falcons off day today. They'll get back to work tomorrow. And then, remember, after this third preseason game, they got to make major cuts. You got to get down your 53-man roster, and then we can start focusing on who they might want to stick around for the practice squad, etc. But, Mike, then for me, it's turning to week one. I mean, totally like it's about week one. We're going to enjoy this college football start this weekend, and the next weekend we got a full slate of games. And then, guys, the NFL starts September 5th. So it is literally right around the corner. But you got to get through this, and hopefully, again, the guys that you are going to play and maybe count on, you don't want to get any injuries.
Nope. So it truly is filling out that 53-man roster, trying to get your guys lined up for the practice squad. Look, there's a number of wide receivers and running backs I don't want to lose if possible. You know, there's always so many good guys that you want to keep. And there's also some linebackers. I think one thing you saw in the game up in Baltimore, there's a couple of guys, other defenses around the league may swoop in. Again, the way it works with your practice squad, those guys can just simply basically take them. If you're not using them, they can take them and pick them up. So it is kind of a balancing act, trying to keep your depth and hope that these guys don't get picked up. You got to play them. But there are some talented pieces that aren't going to make this starting roster you don't want to lose, if that makes sense.
It does. Raheem Morris was asked about Matthew Judon choosing the ATL over Chicago. He had choices. He wanted to be here.
You know, like I said at the press conference, people want to come here. You know, a lot of that's because of, Kirk Cousins being able to come in, giving us a quarterback, the team that we have, Bijan Robinson, some of those guys that are playing here, Kyle Pitts, the GM number two, our assistant GM, all those guys, man, it definitely factors on people wanting to come here and play. And it's a lot of fun when you get people wanting to come and trying to find ways to fit in what we're doing. That's always a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, we are, whether you believe it or not, an attractive franchise. This is not 2016. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about what happened in 2016. Half these guys, some of them weren't even in the league. So the reality is, where can I go, play, have success, have an opportunity to maybe go to the playoffs? Because, again, nobody's guaranteeing the Super Bowl. But I think a lot of people look at this team, Mike, and they see all of the ingredients.
It's just, it's a sexier squad. It's sexy to Vegas. It's sexy to folks that are following and covering the NFL. I saw today on Good Morning Football, Kyle Brandt did like 5 minutes on Kirk Cousins' playlist. And looking for you see this, Chris? He was looking for like the hidden, is there a hidden message between, week one, he says maybe they're not ready for Pittsburgh going on this. And then by week seven, they're ready to go out. He went like basically song by song and Mr. Brightside. It was pretty funny. You can probably find it on the NFL Network. But yeah, we're getting... God, nobody was talking about the Falcons the last 3 years. For good reason.
No, nobody at all. Here's Raheem Morris on Bates and Simmons playing together, despite the fact that people feel like they have similar styles of play.
I think that notion of the strong safety and free safety went out the window a while ago. It's kind of disappeared in the National Football League, where safety started to get smaller when the strike zone got smaller and all of those things happen. You got to kind of be interchangeable. We were looking for that a long time ago as Lett knows, and I think people have really been doing that for a minute. I think the last kind of system that really featured that was the Seattle 3 with the Cam Chancellor and the Earl Thomas. A couple people mimicked it. But realistically, it started to look like two interchangeable pieces that can do different things, which those guys are. And the unique and great ball skills that they have makes those two guys special.
That's a great explanation, because we talk about this in basketball and how it's changed. It's changed in the NFL. I mean, traditionally, yes, you have two safeties with two different skill sets. But, Mike, he's talking about positionless football.
Right.
He's talking about it doesn't matter. We can line either one of these guys up wherever the hell we want to line them up and do what we want to do and not worry about – hey, one guy's bigger and he can't, help in the run game, or one guy's not as fast and he can't cover. That is a great example of having flexibility with your DBs, which is something Jimmy Lake is going to use this season.
Yeah, 132 tackles for Jesse Bates last year and 6 interceptions. So he's not afraid of contact, as you know, Carl. The guy just makes plays all over the field. So that's what we're talking about. And now you got two guys that just get after. Now, it's ironic that A.J. Terrell hasn't had a pick in 2 years, but we come in with a safety. One of these safeties has stuck, 14 picks in the last 3 seasons. But, hey, all right, you guys cover, and hopefully A.J. does get a pick or two, but the guys in the back certainly know how to get their hands on a rock.
No doubt about it. Hey, headlines are brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live well. Here's something that's interesting. All these teams, or at least most of them with rookie quarterbacks, Mike, are starting to make decisions about who their guy is. Like, you don't want to go into this last week and have some indecision about, hey, we're not sure where we're going. Mm-hmm. Raiders made their decision, right? It's Gardner Minshew. Well, Dan Quinn made his decision, Mike, and it is, of course, the guy they drafted in Jaden Daniels.
It was a process, and when that process was time, I'd know, he'd know, and I'd let you know. And as much as we knew Jaden would get there, Adam and I were most excited about watching how he would. And the how has been absolutely outstanding. He's ready, and he's earned the right to do that.
As we said, Marcus Mariota was going to D.C. just to wear a baseball hat. I mean, it's Jaden Daniels' job to lose, and he just came out there and just – and I think if you read some of the blogs about D.C., I think I mentioned this yesterday to you in the Blitz, all the veterans liking this guy.
Okay.
Rallying
but there
around
is nothing I enjoy more than doing hard with good people.
Yeah, Dan Quinn told Jaden he got the job, then he presented him with his leather vest with the patch, the Sons of DC and the Brotherhood of Commanders.
I love what I heard from Jaden Daniels talking about. You know, I wanted to go compete. I wanted to make sure that I earned the job, or at least felt like it. Look, when you invest these high draft picks and there's money on the line, guys, that plays. You just literally have to have a stud in front of you, like, I don't know, Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers, where you're not going to play, or, Mike, you're just not ready. And, I mean, for him to not be able to start up there would have been, I think, you know, a criminal. If for whatever reason they weren't going to start him, it's silly. Start the kid, let's see where it goes, and find out pretty quickly how good your team's going to be. More on what's going on around the NFL, including what Tom Brady had to say about the rookie quarterback crisis. Pretty interesting stuff. And we're talking about starters. Sean Payton, Mike, for whatever reason, is not willing to say Bo Nix is his starter.
Payton gonna Payton. You know, that's what he does. I mean, everybody's seen it. Come on, Stidham, nice piece, back up. and by the way, Zach Wilson can't get to first base. You seen that? You know, he can't grasp the offense, can't do anything right.
Stacy's mom
has got it going on. Well, like, the good news is the kid can laugh all the way to the bank because he basically won the lottery being that first round pick for the Jets. But he is a bum.
Yeah, he's turning out. I mean, listen, bum. You can be a bum in one spot, but when you go somewhere else and it doesn't work, come
on. Well, that's why, you know, speaking of other Jet bums, Sam Darnold has got the greatest opportunity when you think about Jordan Addison's okay with that injury. Wasn't as bad as we thought last week. Justin Jefferson, decent run game. If you can't do anything there, Sam Darnold, then you will be that dude wearing a baseball hat for three more years, then you're hitting golf balls the rest of your life, right?
No doubt. That's where it's going to be. Meanwhile, the Braves are taking on the Phillies tonight. We said it when we started the show. As a fan, where are your expectations? And you can let us know. Listen, it's the Phillies. We should and always want to beat them. It just doesn't feel like this is going to be the year where we dominate them like we have in years past. And now going into a series where you are banged up. Again, Austin Riley out 6 to 8 weeks for those who missed it.
Right.
Broken hand, Mike. And the Braves go out and sign a third baseman.
Gio Urshela. Now, here's the deal. If you want to look at the numbers, He was not doing bad in a three-game series against Seattle. He was 4-4-9 with a home run and an RBI. He is batting .265 for the month of August.
So then why did they release him?
Because the Tigers aren't good and they're making way for the next big thing.
Okay.
A rookie named Chase Young, who will play third base every day. So basically they're bringing a guy up. It's a roster move because where it is Urshela was simply a plug-in veteran. They're going to give, just like, you know, when think about how bad the Braves were the last years at, like, Turner Field, right? Guys were coming up, who then became the stars. So that's why it is. So maybe I've misjudged him. Maybe I've rushed a judgment on Urshela.
Okay.
And maybe getting into a real pennant race, which is what the Braves are in.
They are in.
Will energize this guy. It'll be just the thing. And we'll say, Alex Anthopoulos, you're a stinking genius.
He did it again. Okay.
How's that? See, glass half full.
All right, so you're changing your opinion from earlier in the hour.
Well, I just don't want to be as mean-spirited as I was to start the program.
All right, that's fair.
Let's give Urshela a chance.
Okay, I'm with you. I just wanted to make sure to know where you guys were when it came to Urshela.
I'm just saying, let's, you know, he didn't stink by the definition of bum and stink and all the other things.
Yeah, he's not hitting 180.
No, this guy's, maybe we catch lightning in a bottle with Gio.
Okay. That's the
Aqua de Gio.
Brother, this guy stinks.
No, we're going to bring in a bottle of Aqua de Gio, Carl. We're going to spray it all over the clubhouse, and it's going to be contagious, and they're going to start hitting. How's that?
Now, here's the thing. We're having fun. We need this dude to hit.
We really, really do.
We need all these dudes to hit. I said Soler, right? He's going to be back tonight, right, Turtle? Soler. Let's go.
Well, don't try to score from second with that hammy. Just take it slow.
I need you to pick it up. I need you to start raking, bro. We need you. All right, coming up, before and after. If you're still judging them on before, you're misguided. We'll explain coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 2-3-0 starting the season. If some of these guys are not playing, then that's going to be an issue. All right, let's talk about the Falcons real quick. There's before and after, okay? And there's a couple of before and afters. For example, we finished the season, and many of you thought Desmond Ridder was coming back. As we told you, this was not possible. They couldn't do it. And we had a change of quarterback. Obviously, they go and they sign Kirk Cousins. So there was before that and then after. After Mike, everybody kind of jumped on board, said, oh, all right, they got a quarterback. They're going to be a lot better. Then you get to the draft. And again, we still have to see how some of these draft picks are going to play out, guys. We've not seen them in real game action. You know, there have been flashes. Rook flash last week. There have been some flashes of some of these players that we're counting on. But then there was an after after the draft. There was a before the draft, and oh, I'm not sure about the Falcons, and after the draft when everybody questioned the Penix pick. Then, Mike, we get to training camp. And now we know there is a before training camp.
Right.
And now training camp's broke, guys. It's over, okay? They're getting ready for the third preseason game. They have an idea of who they want to keep. We'll see what the third preseason game brings. But then there's an after we acquire Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons. So how is it that the Falcons are ranked 19th on the ESPN power rankings that have recently come out? And I just want to tell you guys, I think some of this is just, again, when are they looking at this team? Because if you look at this team now, it's not the team it was 3 months ago.
And I'm looking right now at the Vegas odds to win the Super Bowl. I mean, I don't know how you could be the 19th best team when we're the 7th best odds in the NFC. Look it up. I mean, right now, 49ers are plus 600. Kansas City is plus 550. The Falcons come in at plus 35. So, again, about 32. It's 30 to 35 to 1 right now in Vegas for those that are following. Mm. But right now, best odds in the NFC, 49ers, Lions, Eagles. We've heard that before. Packers, Cowboys, Rams, us. That's better than 19th to me. You know, I mean, I know there's better teams in the AFC you could argue right now than the NFC just based on the quarterback play. But still, we're loaded. And we addressed the biggest hole, which is pass rush.
Who are those other teams in front of us, by the way? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I mean, again.
49ers, obviously.
I mean, 49ers, as I said, Lions, Eagles, Packers, Cowboys, Rams. Everybody else is in the AFC.
Okay.
So it's Chiefs, Ravens, Bengals. And Bengals got their own injury issues. They got issues on the offensive line right now. Buffalo, you know, they've got they're turning over the roster. We know that. Houston Texans, they're 16-1. They are everybody's darling right now, and with good reason after what C.J. Stroud put together and the additions like Danielle Hunter they made.
Yeah, I can give you the teams that are ahead of them on this list, the couple that are before them.
Who are you talking about, Texans?
They have the Colts at 18 above the Falcons.
Oh, okay.
The Colts are at 18. The Bears are at 17.
This is the ESPN list,
yes,
right?
The Steelers are at 16, and the Jets are at 15, all above the Falcons.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Jets are 20-1 because of Aaron Rodgers and everything else.
For sure.
But we're 30, basically we're 32.5 to 35-1, depending on which Vegas book you're looking at.
The Bears thing is interesting because, again, with all the moves that they've made, I get it. There's a lot of hype surrounding the Bears, just like there is us. But again, the difference is rookie quarterback versus a guy that's been in the league 13 years. I mean, like, I'm going to go with that equation versus the rookie quarterback because we've seen guys have ups and downs. I'm not telling you Caleb's not going to be good, but if you're telling me that that's what they're telling us in these rankings, I'm not believing that right now. And then again, you're right, Mike. The Jets, everybody just believes if Aaron Rodgers was around last year, that's a playoff team. Okay, you got him back. Are they a playoff team this year?
But again, and look, I'm not going to sound like a homer, but it is what it is. If you're not hip to it, there's always sort of anti-Atlanta bias, whatever. Whoever writes these things, we never get the fair shake from ESPN for whatever reason. Guys, the Steelers haven't even established their quarterback right now. They're higher on that list than us, Chris? Come on. I mean, I get it. They've got a great pass rush in T.J. Watt and everything else, but still, that's jabbed to me. And the Colts are 66-1 to win the Super Bowl. You know, and you're waiting to see if Anthony Richardson can put a whole season together.
Yeah.
So that's just, it is what it is. You know, Atlanta always, until we go and shut them up, it's what we're going to get. But if I was you, and you got some buddies that can take some odds on a Super Bowl, get on the Falcons, man. It's worth at least $100.
No, I agree. It is, just for the fun.
And the odds are good.
Well, they are. It's worth noting, the Saints are 25, so we can feel good about that.
Well, they're not good this year. I mean, listen, they're not going to be
good. You can't even get Saints fans fired up about the Saints.
they're not going to be good. It's just what it is.
I got three buddies down there. Our boy, I mean, they're just like, you know what, they're looking at Atlanta going, damn, Atlanta, well, they got Judon and they got Simmons?
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm looking at this quote from, you were just talking about the Steelers because they're our first opponent. Bill Cowher says you start with Russ. If Fields starts as a second guy, have a package of plays. This is Cowher. If all of a sudden you need a spark, then you put Fields in. But he says you have to start Russ. So, Mike, if they're going with that philosophy, then that means Russ will be the starter here week one against us. That is interesting. I think that is the way to go about this. And I've said this. It is easier to go away from Russ and go to Fields later in the season than it is to start Fields, bench him, and then go back to him.
Right.
If it was to go wrong.
Right. Right?
I think that looks like you don't know what the hell you're doing. So this makes sense as we've been talking about this, but neither one of these guys have shown – in the series that they've gotten, specifically last week, neither – I mean, you got 3 points out of 10 series of football between the both of them.
And I know that Russell Wilson, it's funny. His brand is just taking hit after hit after hit. Like there's a reason for that. He just doesn't look like the same guy. And all of a sudden, all the things that were said in Seattle, we all thought was kind of chicken blank when it was anonymous, and then everybody's on record. Now you see it. Mr. Unlimited is apparently a dude that, you know, it was a time and place for him. But Justin Fields, this is a great opportunity for Justin Fields, and I know Justin Fields has got his supporters here in town. He's got to step up and grab that ring, man. They're bending over backwards to give him this opportunity. He's got to do it.
All right. I just want to mention this. We are, what, Chris, 3 weeks away from the start of the season, right? 3 weeks? If we don't have 3 sacks in this Steeler game, something's wrong. They've lost their left tackle who they drafted, mm-hmm. Troy Fontenot, okay? Broderick Jones is over there. He's playing right tackle. Let's just give you the make of the offensive line. Dan Moore is playing left tackle. They have a rookie playing center in Zach Frazier. The guards have had issues. And Mike brought this up, guys. Okay, Russell, it's not all on him. Right. He got sacked 3 times. They lost 21 yards in the series that he played in. And I'm telling you right now, if this offensive line, you know, juggle thing that they have going on, we should have at least, with what we got right now, 3 sacks in this game, if not more. Because, Mike, their offensive line right now is suspect.
Behind Najee Harris, Jalen Warren's questionable at running back with a hammy. Peyton Wilson, he can't play at Houston, right? Peyton Wilson, I want to say the linebacker?
I believe so.
Yeah, concussion. But that could clear up by week one by the time we see him. But they're dealing with a lot of injuries right now.
No doubt. All right, I just bring that up because if you're going to say, all right, where are they vulnerable, that's where they're vulnerable. And it's been exploited, by the way, in the preseason when these quarterbacks, and excluding Justin Fields, running for their lives, Mike, trying to escape pressure. 404-726-0929. Point of this conversation, guys, we're better than 19 on the power rankings.
Right.
Don't buy that. Don't believe it. Don't think that that's the case. You're basically telling us we're 20, you know, the 20th best team. That's ridiculous.
Right. By the way, it was a right uniform, wrong state, NC State. Peyton Wilson played for the Wolfpack.
Okay.
Yeah, red and white. It was stuck in my mind. It's amazing how these things kind of stick in there. But the Steelers are dealing with more stuff. You could argue that whether the fans like it or not and how we've handled the roster and how we're not playing our starters in the preseason, the Steelers are just – there's more question marks than answers where we've got more answers than question marks. That's not hype or being a homer. That's fair.
Yeah, and I just feel – I feel like with the injury to the running back, have they really established the run game like Arthur Smith wants to? I haven't felt that way, Mike.
Yeah, and does Russell understand what Arthur's trying to do? Because we couldn't.
We're going to find out.
I mean, I know he's played quarterback at a high level in the NFL, but maybe not the slam dunk you think it is.
All right, man. Many questions as we approach the start of the season, but I will tell you right now, if you asked me about where we are certainly not in the top 20. I think we're a top 10 team. I just do. With the additions that we made, and if this team plays up to its capabilities, that's where we should be. I'm certainly not going to tell you, Mike, that we're better than Kansas City. Mm-hmm. We'll find out on that Sunday night when they come into town if we can handle them during the regular season. Not going to tell you the 49ers are not better from a personnel standpoint. Because, again, they're living in the NFC Championship game, guys. That's where they've been. But we have improved immensely.
Right, and we all know that Jordan Love was a hell of a story, but we saw his kind of his growing pains early in the season where he got obviously humiliated the Cowboys. Is he going to come back to the pack? Sometimes there's that sophomore jinx, Carl, in the NFL where we see some of these all-world guys. I don't know about C.J. Stroud. That team just seems so loaded in Houston. I mean, that's one where there's a reason they're the sexy pick, and they improve what they built on from last season with those free agents.
Well, they believe in the quarterback. They got a really good defense. All the wide receivers are healthy. Everybody got paid.
A dynamic coach like what we have. You could argue too, right?
No doubt. I mean, D'Amico's great. I just feel like and Mike, the thing that I was always concerned about them was leadership, but I guess C.J. Stroud has stepped in there and guys totally buy into what he's saying and they don't have a leadership void, because that was the issue for me is, yeah, you got a young quarterback, but are they going to have leadership? It sounds like they've got it taken care of.
Now, guys, everything we're talking about with the Falcons, for all the haters out there, like, it is what it is. Root for who you root. I'm done making excuses. No more making excuses. We got a team we feel good about. And if you've been burned by the Falcons, hey, that's life, baby. Get back on the horse, okay? Let's get fired up about this squad. Everybody else in town is. But, I mean, yeah, everyone's got to do their jobs. You know, people got to block, people got to tackle. But on paper, we got as much talent. And that's why Grady Jarrett, when Kay Adams asked him, says, yeah. He said the proof's in the pudding, but on paper, we got as much as the best team he's ever played. played with.
And I agree with him. 404-726-0929. Follow Mike, by the way. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put Him Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow this radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on in the world of sports. Guys, coming up, Tom Brady talks about the rookie quarterback crisis. What is he talking about? We'll get into that as part of our NFL Blitz. You'll hear Sean Payton, who's not ready to name his starter. And also, we will get into what's going on with the Eagles. Kind of interesting. We'll tell you all about it as we go around the National Football League next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.